City Manager Diane Foster, Mayor Jack Thomas, and Assistant Manager Matt Dias met with Vail Resort CEO Rob Katz in Colorado on Monday. Foster says it was a scheduled meeting that lasted 2 hours. The trademark application was just one of the agenda items.
We had a long agenda that included everything from historic preservation to traffic and transportation, employee and affordable housing, et cetera, et cetera. We did end up talking about the trademark and a couple things that we wanted to make sure that we did communicate about this. One that I hadn't heard before and heard from Rob Katz is that they are willing to meet with any business who has a concern, and they are willing to work out an agreement with that business that provides that business protection if they have concerns. And he was unequivocal in saying that. And they're also willing to, I think we're going to look at working something out with the city so that there's some process moving forward.
The city's request for an extension is not a blanket request for everyone wanting to challenge the application.
So if a business does have a concern about their name, particularly if they have the name Park City in it, and particularly if they're in the narrowed category of skiing that exists now in the application, then please do that. And the deadline for that is Thursday night at 9:59 p.m. Mountain Time.
What they heard from Kat, she says, is that Vail Resorts already has been awarded the trademark, and there is risk in giving up that approval that they already have.
Rob Katz presented an argument that said, look, the trademark has been approved, right? So it's like a planning commission approval. It's not exactly like a planning commission approval, but it's like when a planning commission item gets approved and then gets appealed. So essentially, we're kind of in a requesting the ability to appeal stage. And his perspective was that if they gave that up now, number one, it wouldn't, you can't like raise it. Well, he didn't say this. These were my words. You can't raise it to the rafters like a number on a basketball shirt and protect it forever. It would basically go back into the pool and someone else could get it. So Park City, Kansas, or a resort in New Jersey, if they wanted to trademark Park City, could have that opportunity then. And his other perspective was, if they had a problem in the future with a trademark and needed to defend it and they had given up an approved trademark, his perspective was it would actually hurt their legal position.
While some have questioned why the city hasn't done anything until now, she says that's not the case.
There was only basically one public conversation about this that you can find online before City Council said, let's have a work session on this. So before May 12th, Josh Mann of the Park Rag was the only one who had talked about this, and that was in December. In December, he had something in his blog, but then in January, he specifically talked about the trademark in his blog. After that, there's not a single piece of media information about this, even though the city council, they were talking with their constituents and trying to understand what concerns people had. And as early as March, the city was expressing concern and meeting with Vail about this.
Foster later clarified, saying that her comments were specific to only the trademark issue. KPCW would like to remind listeners, though, that there have been numerous occasions when KPCW asked public officials about their concern with Vail Resorts assuming the name of Park City. Those questions started last July when Park City Mountain Resort announced it would be branding itself as Park City. At the time, KPCW asked lots of people, including the city manager, the city attorney, and the Chamber Bureau director, what they thought about it on the record. At the time, no one seemed to be too concerned and that there wouldn't be any confusion between the town and the resort. Some officials told KPCW they thought the name change was great. Others said while there may be some initial confusion, it's what Vail has done with its other resorts, name the resort for the town it's in. Also last summer, Park City COO Bill Rock told KPCW that the Chamber Bureau also supported the name rebrand. That was just after Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone was very careful to make the distinction between Park City the town and Park City the resort. When it wasn't known if the resort would be opening up that winter because of the legal fight between Vail and the former owner of the resort. The City Council has set aside 45 minutes for discussion on the trademark application today. Vail Resorts Management will be attending. That discussion starts at 5:15 in the City Council chambers of the Marsac Building. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.